Organizers plan to open the school with 14 special education staffers and a modest enrollment of 6 to 9 students. An old brick schoolhouse was purchased 3 years ago, and with a steady flow of grants, donations, and mental health funds from community agencies, it's been renovated into a comfortable space for autistic children. Jackie Moan is executive director of the Common Threads Family Resource Center, the group behind the effort. 2 of her 6 children have autism. She says some autistic kids do just fine in regular public schools.
But for children that have sensory defensiveness, for instance, lighting is bad or there's too much noise or the bells ringing or all of that kind of thing is too disruptive, it's a problem for them. And oftentimes with kids with autism, it gets displayed in behavior. And so it can be seen as disruptive and defiant when really it's child kind of signaling, this is too much for me.
Common Threads has been working in consultation with the McFarland School District. Penny Simmons is its director of integrated services. She says once the new school is open, there could be further collaboration.
For example, if there was a social skills group necessary and we only have 1 student here, we could join and, you know, collaborate with them and provide that social skills training or setting.
Common Threads' operating budget is about $440,000 a year, a figure that'll go up as they expand their staff for the new school. Organizers hope their efforts will lead to more educational services for children with autism. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.